It's now time for the Blown Call Show. All of today's important topics in the world of sports, wrestling, and entertainment, told from a uniquely Canadian perspective. And now, here is your host, Mike the Ref, on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Hello, folks, and welcome to episode 92 of the Blown Call Show here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. I am Mike the Ref, your host and senior engineer here at Edmonton SPN. Feel free to get a hold of me on Twitter at Mike the Ref. The email for the show is theblowncallshow@gmail.com. This is going to be a very interesting show, folks. We're going to be talking, our main topic being the effect of on-demand service and the quality versus quantity and all topics in between here. So don't forget, you can check us out on iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Please leave us a rating, a like, share it out with your friends. Hell, share it with your enemies if you don't like the show. But let's get the word out there about Edmonton SPN, as we got some great things coming up, not only for the rest of 2017, but going into 2018. But it is September 15, 2017, here at Edmonton SPN World Headquarters in Edmonton, Alberta. It's been an interesting week around here. Finally, hockey season starting to open up. We had the Oilers rookies go 3-0 at the Youngstars Tournament in Penticton, B.C., but I did get a chance to go see them take on it's known as a Nate McKeown All-Star team, two of the local college teams to be situated in Edmonton. McKeown is a university, due to some logistics, they have to play at a college league right now. And they are ranked, Nate and McKeown are ranked number 1 and 2 in Alberta for men's hockey right now, defending provincial champions and provincials runner-up. Now, it's great getting out there and watching these young kids trying to keep up with these college athletes. A lot of people didn't give the college teams much credit when it came to going into this game, because everybody thinks that because these guys are signed to professional contracts, that they are going to be so much superior to everybody else. The two goalies, the starting goalie for McKeown and the starting goalie for Nate, stood on their head throughout this game. I believe the final shots on goal were 49-19, and it ended up being a 2-0 victory for the College All-Stars. You also have to take it the fact that the college players are a little bit older, and they have worked together. At least half of them worked with each other in this given situation. But there is a lot of talent at the college level and even the junior A level in not only Alberta, but throughout Canada. If you guys get an opportunity, you got to get out to these games here. They only cost, I think, $10 to $15 a ticket at most. Similar to your typical wrestling show. Most of them, yes, folks, for those that are adult-oriented here, most of them do serve beer at the venues. So you could be thankful for that. But it's just a great atmosphere. I go back to my time when I was working at one of the colleges at McKeown, and my greatest highlight, even though I worked with the college volleyball teams exclusively as a assistant coach / manager, I got the opportunity to work as an off-rink ice crew member for the McKeown hockey team when they started out their first season. Now, nobody expected anything out of them, and they took on the team from Sate in Calgary, who at the time was ranked number 2 in the country. And it was like perfect lightning in a bottle. They ended up coming out with a huge 3-0 victory. When the game ended up It was 1-0 midway through the third, and Sate ended up going on a 3-on-0 breakaway. And I don't know how or where or what happened here, but goalie Scott Reed from McEwen just pulled a miracle save out of nowhere to preserve the shutout. And then finally McEwen gets a couple empty netters, and this game actually made national news, and that's very rarely heard of in Canadian college ranks. This isn't typical university stuff. The college ranks have very little say in the media market unless it's a championship final or a national. This game made it to that level. But it's experiences like that that make me enjoy college sports so much. Being a PR officer, it didn't take me much to have to sell that game. But other than that, a lot of interesting things went on. Of course, the Mae Young Classic. I'll probably get into that in a future show here. I'm going to be honest, folks. I wasn't completely impressed with the production value of the Mae Young Classic. Just want to go over it one more time before I give some thoughts on it. So that'll be coming up here probably the next week. Might even be my main topic for next week. Other than that, CWC Evolution's coming on nicely. We're just getting to the point where Chris Parrish took on Jack Pride in a ladder match for the CWC Championship. That's going to be coming up next week. Folks, with the photos that came out of this match, you're really going to want to check this out. Trust me, it is worth it. Myself and Jude Dawkins on the call here. But enough of a preamble to the show here. Let's get on to my main topic. The main topic of this show, this came up thanks to a bunch of buddies of mine known as the Jerks. Yes, well I'm a jerk too, but beside the point. In Canada, the NFL just signed a contract with a European online service provider known as DAZN, DAZN, to provide all coverage for NFL games. Now, in the States, for those that are listening in the U.S. and certain other countries, there is a program called NFL Sunday Ticket that's directly hooked up to your cable programs. We used to have that in Canada, but now it's been moved over to the DAZN system. And frankly, folks, the number of complaints that have come in over DAZN is absolutely disgusting. And I would say disgusting for the people sending it in, but it's all true for what's going on. Poor service, poor reception. It's just horrendous. So I want to discuss the thoughts on an on-demand service, what it's used for, and what are the positives and the negatives of it. So let's get to our main topic here on this week's Blown Call Show, dealing with on-demand service and DAZN's failings here on the Blown Call Show on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. All right, folks, time for the main portion of the show here. And this actually came to my mind last week when we were watching week one of the NFL season. Like, I have to admit, I'm a diehard Bills fan. My first ever football game that I ever watched was the infamous wide right Super Bowl game with the New York Giants against the Buffalo Bills. Team that gets to the final four years in a row, the Super Bowl 4 years in a row, can't be that bad of a team, but oh my goodness, were they snake-bitten and pretty much snake-bitten ever since. But hey, this week at least we have a record better than the New England Patriots. But anyway, getting off topic here. The reason this came up is, for those in the United States, they don't have this issue because you still have your Sunday ticket package. In Canada, the release of the Sunday ticket package was actually canceled by the NFL and given to an online distributor known as DAZN, DAZN, hence the title of the show here. Now, we all know that online streaming services are becoming more of a norm here when it comes to sports and entertainment. Hell, when it comes to wrestling, there is a ton of on-demand content available. Presently, as I'm recording this, I actually have Shine 45 on my TV screen out of Ybor City, Florida, using FlowSlam. $20 service, great reception on it, but apparently DAZN has been less than favorable. Lazy buffering streams, missed games altogether. There were two games on the 14-game NFL docket that were completely missed by DAZN, and this caused a lot of consternation by people that picked up the system for specific games. Like, if you are a 49ers fan, as I know some of the people listening to the network are, you didn't get a chance to see your game unless, say, you have regular TV. Myself personally, I took the first day off, and now it's getting to the point where you got the local cable companies trying to time shift their games. So if you have a specific package that covers all the time zones and all the affiliates for their regional programming, you're able to catch quite a few games. If your system isn't up to it when it comes to buffering, stuttering, and all that lovely stuff, they originally DAZN was blaming this on slow internet speeds and whatnot. You need to have a system set up where you're going to be able to provide optimum entertainment regardless of internet connection and whatnot. People that are out of town aren't going to have the same kind of internet connection as those in the middle of big metropolis cities, and it's going to create a lot of issues for a lot of people. And if you're having problems with people that are living right next to transformers or cellular towers or wherever central modems are located, what's going to happen to these people out of town? People have bought in brand new Chrome boxes, Rokus, Apple TVs, what have you, and it's just not working out. For $20 a month, you should be getting a prime product here. And this is where I get into something like FlowSlam here. And let's face it, the WWE Network, for all the wrestling fans that are listening here, prime examples of an on-demand network that is working properly here for exactly what they need. Yes, there is a little bit of buffering. Let's face it, it's not going to be a perfect system. But all in all, it is pretty dang close to what you need in a subscription package. If you're going to be paying close to what you pay for half a package for a TV setup, you dang well better get a quality product out of it. And that leads into my second thought on when it comes to these on-demand services, and that's the cost. Now, personally, right now, I have three on-demand services. You got WWE Network, which in Canada costs you $12.99. The advantage of it for us Canadians is the fact that we actually get a channel on our TVs that is WWE specific. The one that you guys get is a constant flow in the US. Us in Canada, we get an actual channel that we get to go off, plus the video on demand service. I know I'm also a subscriber to FlowSlam as well, and that's $20 a month with a lot of action here. But you have so many other choices. Like, coming up October 1st, Canuck Pro is going to be launching their own VOD setup here. GFW just announced that they have gone live with theirs. Apparently, it's been having issues so far the first couple weeks. That's one I wouldn't mind getting into a little bit here. I'm going to tell you guys why a little later on in the upcoming weeks. But if you look at this, you got Progress On Demand. You got ICW in England. You got New Japan Pro Wrestling that you could get for 999 yen, as you hear many times out. They're all great services, but let's face it, if you want to get all of them, you got to be ready to put together close to $300 a month for a collection of your favorite ones. And really, how much do you use it for the library if you're a casual wrestling fan? If you're a diehard, yes, you're going to go gangbusters on a lot of these and going to get all the packages. But if you're a casual fan, there has to be more a la carte service available for people that just want to check out a particular show. Like, I know myself personally, if some of these promotions, if they would offer, say, a 14 night or a $5 option on a $20 service just for me to get one live pay-per-view, I'd be more than willing to take it. If you like the product, then you pay a little bit less to get all the content together, but you pay a little bit more if you just want the single event. It would work out better if these guys would provide more a la carte services and get a lot more exposure for people, because ultimately that is what these on-demand services are for. And this is going to wrap me right back to the NFL here. A lot of these on-demand services are there so that you can get extra access to stuff you normally wouldn't get through normal TV means. Now, anybody that tells me the NFL isn't good enough for TV, like, come on, seriously? You got to be kidding me here. The NFL is good enough to be put on cable TV, and somehow this DAZN group out of Europe managed to pay a little bit extra so that they become the exclusive content provider for the next 5 years. And to me, that is scarier than you know what. I just don't see the right purpose of having an on-demand service for a league dealing with billions the way that the NFL is. On-demand service, if you're throwing out some extras, great, but this is just to show access to all the games. They already have the NFL Network for all your analysis, plus also your cable outlets with your sports centers and sports talk shows. They're there to cover all of it. When you're getting into these smaller shows, the reason they're on these on-demand channels and they're on the internet is the fact they can't get exposure through normal means. So if the NFL wants to continue looking like they're an indie league, well, keep doing what you're doing here with DAZN. And if DAZN doesn't improve, well, you're just going to start losing a little bit more business and handing it off to the CFL, which, of course, with Canadians, we won't mind as much. But it just appears that the NFL has screwed the pooch on this one. And hopefully they figure out how to fix it before it gets too late. And when I say to these other on-demand services, you don't want to start pricing yourself out of the market here with everybody charging so much. I understand costs are there. Hell, we do a free YouTube show for now. It costs money to run these things, even if it's just everybody volunteering. There are always production costs, but at the same time, if you want to get your product to the level that you want to be successful, you're going to have people watching it. And if you start charging too much, just the amount of people is going to get cut down. Like, it's just simple facts. We're not in the economy where we have everybody has a ton of money to pay for content like this. So, but I always want to know what you guys have to think here. Please feel free to get a hold of me on the Twitter @MikeTheRef. My email is theblowncallshow@gmail.com. You can always check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/EdmontonSPN. And once again, make sure you check us out. We are on iTunes, Google Play, sometimes on Spreaker, not exactly the most reliable service, but Podbean's usually the best way to get a hold of us. Before we get to our upcoming events, I just want to remind you guys that we're going to have a bunch of good announcements coming up here in terms of the network. First one coming out on October 21st at the PWA Fright Night show. We're going to have on the Quick Calls episode one announcement about a future programming for 2018. And then November 4th, we're going to have some major announcements coming down as well. So, but with that, sponsored by the Edmonton SPN T-shirt merchandise store at whatamaneuver.net, it is the upcoming events. Now, with every purchase from the What a Maneuver store for the month of September, and let's face it, the month of October as well, all net proceeds will be going towards the relief efforts of Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Harvey. I got some details on that coming up as well soon, so stay tuned for that. But like I said, coming up next is the upcoming events. All right, folks, time for the upcoming events here, and this is a take two because we just had some breaking news come down over the internet wires here. So let's get right to it, because this weekend we got some interesting action coming up here, both in Lethbridge and in Edmonton. First of all, you have the Tables, Ladders, and Chairs show being presented by Pure Power Wrestling, where the main event is going to be a TLC match for the Cruiserweight Championship between Cyanide and the champion, Travis the Heat Copeland. Cyanide, from what I've heard since his last appearance up here in Alberta, has gained a ton of experience, and he is dying to get that Cruiserweight Championship off the Heat. So, but also included on that card, you have the All-American Steve Rivers taking on the real deal Sidney Steele in a match that I got a strange feeling that this match could very well steal the show, with Steele gaining so much confidence after that provincial title win up in Edmonton with MPW just a couple weeks ago here. But then you have the heavyweight championship being defended by the new champion, Kyle Sebastian, who cashed in a guaranteed contract title match against Massive Damage and essentially stole the title. He takes on the newly minted number one contender for that championship, the Irishman. Now, the Irishman knows all about titles, so he knows how to get them, keep them, beat the holy hell out of you for getting them. So this could be a very interesting match as well. So, but then on the same night in Edmonton, we have the Fall Fever Show being presented by the Prairie Wrestling Alliance from the Northgate Lion Senior Center. That's going to be our next Quick Calls episode that's going to be coming up. We got some very interesting matches coming through there. We have, for the Commonwealth Championship, Lacklabish's own Kenny Stryker is going to be challenging the Fury, Kenneth Anthony. And for the Tag Team Championships, you have the other two members. Well, I lost track of how many members they actually have, whether it's 5 or 50 or 3,000 members of the Millennial Rebels. You got Colton Kelly and the Thickness, Reed Matthews, giving a rematch to Andrew Hawks and Richie Rage. I wonder if the beards are growing a little bit longer now, and if they're going to have the opportunity to take these titles down in a two-on-two match, because anybody that watched last month's show know that it wasn't an even contest. So that, to me, could be a really decent match. Speaking of a really decent match, and ones we've seen before, but it's always been a classic match every time we've seen it. We got Sheik Akbar Shabazz taking on Tiger Ali safe. Now, Tiger Ali is really upset about losing his last two matches, one in Edmonton and one in Calgary, to the Sheik. And I really wonder what level he's going to go to try to attain victory here. Now, this is the reason why we got the second recording, folks. This just came down the wire, and it's a match I didn't think I'd actually see, but I am dying to actually see it. You got one half of Team Hall of Fame, Dirty Duke Durango, who's going to be taking on Bryce the Slammer Silva. Now, this match here, my goodness, the amount of experience that both of these men have and the newly found re-energization of the Slammer since coming over to the PWA is so refreshing. And this matchup here, I think, could be a Mac classic in the PWA. But then we go to our semi-main event, and this one has split up Edmonton SPN all to ruins. You got one half of the PWA heavyweight champion. Yes, I know, folks. It's still weird for me to say. You got Brandon Van Danielson taking on the newcomer to PWA, Jeff Tyler, in a match that could very well steal the show here, folks. And all I can say is hashtag Jeff, Jeff, Jeff. There's no reason why Jeff should not win this match other than the fact that Brandon Van Danielson is one of the toughest men in the PWA. But I got a very strange feeling that Tyler is just going to shock the world. And that's all he can do is shock the world right now. And then, of course, you got your main event. For the PWA Heavyweight Championship, co-holder Michael Richard Blaze takes on the Matt Messiah, Sean Moore. Now, Moore managed to get what everybody is considering an upset victory over Blaze last month in Edmonton. Can he catch lightning in a bottle twice? I say yes. I think there is a high probability that that title is going to change hands if it's kept to a one-on-one match. If it becomes 2-on-1, 3-on-1. Because let's face it, you have to account for Connie Lynn Blaze at ringside. You got to account for Brandon Van Danielson if he's still around. And also this new alliance with the Millennial Rebels. Who knows what's going to happen here? So, folks, you're definitely going to want to check that out at the Northgate Lions Senior Center. It's 7:30 start. And then we got a bit of a break here all the way until October when we start having the college and university start to kick up. The Oilers start picking up their season. Our first wrestling event is going to be coming up on October 7th with Monster Pro Wrestling having their setup show to the to Riptribution. I believe it's Riptribution 10. And I don't have all the details on the card yet. As you heard on Quick Calls, there may be a possibility that Crazy Core could be getting a rematch against the Irishman. Crazy Core is incensed about his unfair treatment, quote-unquote, that he received during that heavyweight title match thanks to massive damage and his involvement in it. So I'm not sure where that's going to go. You know that you're going to have there, probably going to have the first title defense by the real deal, Sydney Steele, and his provincial championship. And then, I still can't get over saying this, folks. You're going to have the fan favorites tag struggle, the tag team champions in action. The hell? I still can't believe I'm saying that. But anyway, that's going to be at the Alberta Avenue Hall on October 7th. I believe there is also a PWA show at the Cedar Bray Community Hall the same evening in Calgary. Details of that haven't been completely released yet, of course, due to the show coming up tomorrow in Edmonton. You're going to have to wait for the follow-up of that to determine all the matches coming up in Calgary. But this is setting up for, I would have to say, the beginning of the Super Weekends of Wrestling in Alberta starting on the 21st. with Pure Power Wrestling in Lethbridge hosting their event, as well as PWA Fright Night, which we will be in attendance for. And then to top it off, you have the Canuck Pro promotion having their debut with the Without Honor show coming up from the Highlands Community Center in Calgary. Folks, if you're in Calgary and you want the opportunity to see a show, let's face it, this is going to be an epic show with a ton of talent based out of the Ring of Honor promotion. It's a very different style from what we were seeing before. So I'm going to see if I can maybe get a few words in with the promoter or somebody familiar with Canuck Pro, as they are just starting out. But that is going to be one hell of a night of entertainment. And that's where we're going to have our big announcement coming up about the newest podcast coming up in 2018 here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. But that's going to wrap up the show here, folks. I want to thank you once again for joining me. Once again, if you guys can, check out our t-shirt store at onemaneuver.net. All proceeds throughout September and October will be going to the relief of Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Harvey. So we got a ton of different designs, different clothes, different objects. And like I said, it's all going to go to a great cause. And we got some great things lined up here at the network. Speaking of coming up on the network, the next episode on the network is going to be the Quick Call Show from PWA Fall Fever from the Northgate Line Senior Center in Edmonton. I've already given you a description of the card. I got a pretty good feeling that me and Andre might come to blows during this show, so please stay tuned and find out what actually happens by the end of the night here. So, but once again, thank you for joining us here. Give us a rating and review on iTunes if you can. The more ratings we get, if you're watching the simulcast on YouTube, please give us a like and a share. Subscribe to the network on YouTube. We have CWC Evolution coming out on a bi-weekly basis right now. And that's going to wrap it up here, folks. Thanks a lot for joining me here. And just remember, be nice to your referees, because they definitely have a tough job to do, but they will come up with a blown call every once in a while. And this has been the Blown Call Show here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been the Blown Call Show with your host, Mike the Ref, on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. For more information on all the network programming, search Edmonton Sports Podcast Network on iTunes, YouTube, and Facebook, or check out their website at edmontonspn.podbean.com.